Now, in just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what will be the big thing to come out of the U.S.-Canada summit meeting that happened in Washington this week. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And CarMax, a nationwide retailer of used vehicles where people can buy or sell their car, offering written vehicle appraisals good for 7 days. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, the bright side of car buying. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Home Instead Senior Care, offering individualized in-home care and resources for families dealing with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, including hands-on training for family caregivers. More at HomeInstead.com/NPR. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Isabel Bottoms Robertson. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical direction from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Showbiz Birthday Boy Newhouse. Thanks to the crew here at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what is going to come out of this historic U.S.-Canada meeting between Trudeau and our president, Barack Obama? Faith Saley.
Justin Trudeau will agree to build an amazing wall that Canada will pay for to keep Trump supporters in and the rest of us out.
Mo Rocca.
After the world's longest game of hacky sack, Barack and Justin will decide they're such a bro-y match that they'll get Brooklyn married. Together, they'll move to Greenpoint and open a wine bar.
And Paula Poundstone.
You can only see the two small marks on Trudeau's neck if you look very closely, but Obama sucked the youthful blood from his body in order to have the strength to finish out his term.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Faith Saley, Paula Poundstone. Thanks to everyone at WNYC New York City. Thanks to Alice Bernstein and everyone at BAM. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.